years. Mm. I had wonderful, inspiring, encouraging teachers, music teachers, vocal, drum teachers. And then when I was 15, I met an East Indian meditation master. And in his ashram, Swami Muktananda, the music was this East Indian kirtans, which we'll be doing some of on Sunday. And that was so inspiring, so ecstatic, the most ecstatic, joyous music I had ever and or since heard or participated in, which inspired me even further into vocals, to tablas, and that music.
Wow, very young age as well, you experienced it.
Very fortunate to.
Yeah.
Very fortunate to. I was raised in New Hampshire, going to meet him in upstate New York. And the culture, the smells, the food, the clothes, the spirituality, the music, all of it was an experience that was more real to me than my upbringing in New Hampshire. It reached so deep.
Hmm. Yep. Those unexplained things that just connect, isn't it? That take us on those paths. And it's that's what it's about. Every story is different. Every person is different. So, what would you like to play? You have something ready to?
Before we play again, I'd like to mention that there are two other events that we're doing, this time separately. I'll be doing a New Year's Eve Dances of Universal Peace at the same place at the Youth Annex of the Sebastopol Community Center. And that's going to start at 8:30 on the 31st and go until 1 in the morning. And we'll be dancing and singing and telling stories and coming into the new year in a gentle, joyous way. And Sahar is doing an event on the 30th.
Yeah. Huh. But before I tell you about that, I just want to invite anyone and everyone to come to experience Tui. He's just such a delightful, warm, heartful presence. And his guidance through really connecting and connecting in a very joyous, celebrative way is so skilled. And I think it's such a profound way to really bring in someone's new year. And that's a big part of what has inspired me in doing this with Tui, inviting Tui to present this evening in two nights, because I really admire this beautiful man.
For likewise.
He admires himself, too.
We belong to a mutual admiration society.
Oh, now I'm a part of it. So the 30th at the Center for Spiritual Living in Santa Rosa on Occidental Avenue used to be a skating rink. It's now a wonderful place, and there is so much done there as well. Yoga and song and music and on and on and on. On the 30th, it's kind of the inauguration, if you will, of them doing kirtans, this East Indian, the most ecstatic East devotional music I know. And that evening will be a night where I'll be leading some kirtans just from 7 to 8 in their sanctuary.
Beautiful. That's on the 30th.
That's on the 30th. That's Wednesday the 30th. Yes.
Okay. And New Year's Eve on the 31st.
On the 31st.
At the Youth Annex.
Wow, there's no excuse. There's so much going on. I mean, that's the beauty about this area. There's so much going on. There's no excuse to not do things.
Okay, this is a melody from the Buddhist tradition. And there are many manifestations of the Buddha, and one of them is the Amita Buddha, the Buddha of the clear light. And I'll just play it and we'll sing it. Om Namo Amitabhaya Buddhaya Dharmaya Sanghaya. Om Namo Amitabhaya Buddhaya Dharmaya Dharmaya Sanghaya. Om Namo. Amitabhaya. Om Namo. Om Namo. Om Namo. Amitabhaya. Om Namo. Amitabhaya. Buddhaya, Dharmaya, Sanghaya. Om Namo Amitabhaya. Buddhaya, Dharmaya, Sanghaya. Om Namo. Amitabhaya. Om Namo. Om Namo. Om Namo. Amitabhaya. Om Namo. Amitabhaya. Buddhaya. Dharmaya, Sanghaya. Mm-hmm. Om Namo Amitabhaya. Mm-hmm. Buddhaya, mm-hmm. Dharmaya, mm-hmm. Sanghaya. Om Namo. Amitabhaya. Om Namo. Om Namo. Om Namo. Amitabhaya. And when we dance together, we usually don't applaud afterwards. We just breathe in the energy and breathe it out. So I would ask you to do the same thing here in the studio. Just breathe in the energy and breathe it out. Svaha.
And just imagine these dances are often in a circle. You may be moving through this circle and meeting different people as you go, and you sing it to them. You sing it to life. And there's different ways of moving, different dances, and I love all the different dances that Tui guides people through.
I did bring a slideshow, but...
the PowerPoint, yeah.
Couldn't get the screen up the stairs.
How about playing some slide guitar instead?
Oh, very good.
Shot. Where is it?
Ka-dunk.
I love slide guitar.
Yeah, he's a blues man. Roberto loves the blues. So you're listening to Cal's Radio. And it's 107.3 FM coming to you from, yes, very spiritual downtown Occidental as we speak. And I hope you're enjoying this lovely Friday night. We're here till 9 p.m. This is Arnaldo, your host of Tommy's Holiday Camp. And with you, my celebrity host is Nancy Joe from KGGV sitting in.
Howdy, partner.
All right. And also Roberto, our wonderful host from KGGV and Cows, is here, adding his 2 cents worth. And we're here with Tui and Saha, giving us some really, really beautiful music. And, yeah, there's a lot's happening. I've lost all my notes, but Yeah, coming up, in fact, at 9 o'clock, we have Miss Annie, and it's old school R&B and soul. And a great show, and she has a really, really good show tonight because she has an interview with Emilio Castillo from Tower of Power. Really good, and yep, and she's going to be playing some... I will then, okay.
next slide, please.
Yeah, next slide, yeah.
Next slide.
So, yeah, so tune in at 9, Miss Annie, and some great East Bay music, Sly, and great all the great East Bay funk and soul bands that came out, really good. So listen to Miss Annie's old school and R&B. And, yeah, Cal's Radio. We're having a great time. It's the season. Every spiritual group or community has something to celebrate at this time of year, the equinox and all the various middle of winter things. And that's a universal, group is universal dances. I mean, that's everything is universal, isn't it? We're not just stuck in America or Chile or somewhere. Our human spirit is everywhere. Mm-hmm. And that's what I suppose this season helps to hopefully make people realize that. Mm-hmm. You know, mm-hmm. Bring us together.
Mm-hmm. Peace on earth.
Yeah.
Goodwill toward all beings. Really.
Yeah.
Really?
Not just in the words, but
yeah.
We all need to practice that.
Exactly.
The planet needs to practice that.
Especially the cows.
And the cows need to practice that.
Well, if you'd like, one area that we have not touched in is East Indian Kirtan.
Yeah, you've talked about it, but teased us with it, but not given us.
I intend to tease you a little further with it. Many of the East Indian Kirtans are Hindi, Sanskrit, Indian languages, and these are short verses where one sings to an aspect of God, an aspect of the divine, maybe feminine, masculine, the creator, the destroyer, the one who destroys the ego and brings us back home, if you will. And there's so many other aspects in Hinduism. There's thousands of aspects. And so one that I'm going to do now, Om Namah Shivaya. And Om Namah Shivaya, these three words, are perhaps the most repeated words in the entire world, because there are many millions of people in India who repeat these words ongoingly as their prayer throughout the day. Om Namah Shivaya, translated, is Om, that sound which is considered to be the primordial sound, the sound from which all of creation comes and then returns. Namah means I bow to, I honor. And Shivaya is the self, the God, the love within each of us. So, Om Namah Shivaya. 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 Namah Shivaya. Om 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 Namah Shivaya. The sweetness that is that song, often in many of the Indian mystical traditions, they'll be singing these kirtans, this kind of chanting, for hours on end. And years ago, I participated in one that went for a solid month. A solid month. You get to go to sleep and pee and eat, but it was going 24/7 for an entire month, and that was the only activity other than cooking and so forth that was going on. It was just melt into it. And after a while, there was just no thought. There was no thought about anything, just that ocean going through a river of that wonderful chant.
Can I say something about that? I've been recently listening to some music. You might call it New Age music. I don't know what. I kind of call it Ecuador music because I bought it in Ecuador. But what I've been noticing that really impresses me, it's very sparse as far as the music is concerned, and it's almost like it's the spaces between the notes that you can sink into and have the most power over me.
Well, you notice when you listen to, say, a violin solo, mm-hmm. and they're going along and they have this amazing arpeggio, and all of a sudden they stop. Right. You know they're going to land someplace, but there are moments of silence. Mm-hmm. It's the most pregnant, potent silence, and we're all in it together. And that stillness is so profound. It's so often we fill the space to try to make something happen, mm-hmm. and miss the point. So I'm so with you where music like this so lends itself to sinking deeper into stillness. Right. Yeah.
Good question.
I wish you all could see the look on Sahar's face when he's singing those beautiful words.
He doesn't know what to say. Silence. We're silent.
We're not going to do a long meditation.
Yeah. A John Cage.
We don't have a meditation.
I want to touch on a tradition we haven't done yet. It's the Celtic tradition.
Mm-hmm.
May the road rise with you. May the wind be always at your back. May the sun shine warm upon your face. May the rain fall soft upon your fields. Until we meet again, may the goddess hold you in the hollow of her hand. May the road rise with you. May the wind be always at your back. May the sun shine warm upon your face. May the rain fall soft upon your fields. Until we meet again, may the goddess hold you in the hollow of her hand. So we'll be dancing to that melody in circles and becoming the sun, becoming the rain, becoming the goddess, as we all dance together and honor each other.
Can I ask you if those last two were original songs, your songs?
Oh, no.
No, these have been sung for a real long time.
Okay.
Usually that last one is seen as something that's stitched into a sampler hung on the wall. And I always felt that it usually uses the word God, and I always felt that it always brought Mother Earth to me and the goddess. So I like to say the goddess in that dance.
Well, I'd love you to sing that song to my friend who's Irish, and Irish through and through, Karen Nishihira. It's a good Irish name.
Wow, that is a good Irish name.
Hey, we need to get you for the Occidental Farmers Market next year. We've been lining up bands for that last summer. I was involved in that, and it's a lot of fun.
We'd be happy to have singing and dancing in the streets of Occidental.
And you make a few bucks out of it. Did you give your website out already, or do you have a website?
Oh, yes.
Certainly, you could go to saharpinkham.com, S-A-H-A-R, that's my name. My last name, Pinkham, a good Irish name. A bit of British in it there, don't you know? Pinkham, P-I-N-K-H-A-M.com. Well,
I don't have a website, but and Wolshinsky is my last name. It's a fine old Irish name. I am from Brooklyn. It was Oboshensky, but it was shortened. But you can reach me at 707-829-6803. Email would be ishq@sbcglobal.net.
Mm. Great. Great idea, Robert. You can't just let people disappear into the night.
That's right. So I wanted to say something about Arnaldo. Arnaldo's my neighbor, and we hadn't had a wonderful neighbor in quite a while. No. And we were just hoping that someone would move into that house, and he has. And we're so happy.
We've got one now.
We're so happy that Arnaldo and his wife are right next door.
And you know what his moniker is, as they say, El Supremo. And I think this kind of, I'm being more impressed by that. The way he can juggle different things like this, which I wouldn't even attempt.
Did you get that name from Taco Bell or what?
Uber.
Good one.
Well, it's a weird thing. You know, when I was doing pirate radio in England, because it was illegal, I had to have a name. You know, a different name. So it didn't start out as that. Because I used one name, actually, Tommy Arnold, I used originally. And then because they caught me and they knew my voice, I changed it. I became the, if you know the British science fiction series, Doctor Who. Uh-huh. Anyway, on it is the Daleks. And they have this weird... ring modulating voice. So I used to do all my shows like a Dalek, so they wouldn't know my voice.
Could we have a sample?
Okay. This is the Supreme Dalek. And now we have Rod Stewart.
Oh, my goodness.
So I would do that whole, you know, mechanized voice over the whole show.
No wonder they were chasing you through the streets to get
exactly.
you off the air, right?
So anyway, so I had that voice, the Supreme dialect, and then it was hard to do with that voice, so I changed it. I put this really fake American accent on and called myself El Supremo instead. Oh, no. Hi, all pop pickers. Now we got Doug Sam and on the radio and shoo-shoo shaboogie. Something like that.
Sort of East Texas, huh?
Yeah, very much so. Yeah, yeah. Very East, yeah. So that's how El Supremo came about way back when.
That's a great story.
Yeah.
So we hope to see you all this coming Sunday night at 7 o'clock at the Youth Annex of the Sebastopol Community Center to sing and dance and drum and be together.
Yes. And then the 30th and the 31st.
Yes.
As well.
30th.
So you've got the 30th?
The 30th at the Center for Spiritual Living and...
And the 31st, also at the Youth Annex, we'll be doing New Year's Eve.
Put your belly dancing skirt on, huh?
Yeah.
I've had the urge to belly dance tonight.
Oh,
you guys.
Lovely. We're coming back.
You guys
actually,
have
you've been
your
dancing
ways.
The entire time here. We just can't, because we're not allowed to talk about it.
If it were any warmer, we would be... undressing, revealing our belly dancing skirts
there
as well.
There you go again.
Well, Sahar, I've got to take you home now. Time to go.
Way too much fun.
Thank you so much. This
Thanks
has
for
really
us on
been
the show.
Delightful.
Thank you all.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
Oh, a pleasure. Would you like to... Are you running off or you want to do one more? Or?
More.
Let's do one more.
Please.
Before Miss Annie comes in.
Okay. Why don't you chat for a minute? We'll
okay. Okay. So, yeah, as I say, Miss Annie's coming in a few minutes, and she'll be doing her interview with Emilio Castillo from Tower of Power. And remember, on the 10th of January, hot off the press, Roberto's told me we've got the Rio Theatre. And KGGV and KOWS are going to do a joint benefit there. And we're going to have pirate radio playing at the Rio, in Monte Rio.
And if you're not familiar, well, actually, it's at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, yeah. So it might not be too cold. But my standard gear in the winter there is a flannel shirt, a sweater, my heaviest jacket, a woolen cap, two pairs of socks, and thermal underwear. And I'm not kidding.
No. You just
That's
bring,
how cold it gets.
Just bring your down comforter yeah. and have a sleep.
I don't have one.
And a flask of whiskey, yeah.
The whiskey helps, yeah.
So, yeah, that's January the 10th. Come and help. It's only $5 to get in, and then any just give us anything over that, what you would like, and we take the difference. And please help the Rio Theatre, because they may be closing, so we need to support our local businesses, especially entertainment businesses. So,
okay,
the signs
well, I,
are ready?
I guess this is to give thanks for Hanukkah and that kind of energy. In Hebrew, the word for spirit and the word for breath is the same, as it is in many languages. The word is ruach. Part of this song we'll be singing and dancing when we have the chance to dance to the word ruach, which is spirit. And then the second part is called a nigum, which is a melody that in which the spirit is carried by the melody. There aren't words necessarily, okay? So, here's how it goes. Ruach, 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 ruach. Ruach.
lie, 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 ruah, 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 lie, lie, la, lie, lie, la, lie, lie, la, lie. Lie, 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 lie. Lie, 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 lie. Ruach, ruach, ruach. Ruach, 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 ruach. Amen.
Amen.
Oh, thank you so much, Tui and Sahar.
Thank you. Thank you for having us here.
A true pleasure. Thank you. It's so special to have, you know, live, you know, wonderful live music. It's great, you know, recorded is one thing, but when you see the people and it's really happening, that's beyond more than double, quadruple at least, wouldn't you think? More? Tenfold?
I teach math, so it's some factor of that.
Probably. Yeah, exactly. Let's see the formula.
Factorial 97. I don't know.
Yes, and if you need any math tutoring, Tui is ready.
Okay. You can call me at the same number, 829-6803, for math or science or most of the subjects.
Yeah. What a breadth of knowledge and skills.
We do our best.
And his best is grand.
Oh, yes. That's one thing, you know, you go around Sebastopol and things, and you mention, you know, and I say where I live. Oh, you live next door to Tui.
Like, no, it's I live like, next door to Arnold. Yeah. Wait a second. So I have a joke for you, Arnold.
Okay.
What do you call somebody who's terrified of Santa Claus?
Oh, dear.
They're claustrophobic. And have you heard that they now have a new therapist at the workshop at the North Pole?
Oh.
Because some folks are suffering from low elf esteem.
Low elf esteem.
Ending the show on a low note here, folks.
Yeah.
I like those.
No, that's funny. No, I meant didn't mean it wasn't funny.
It's that Brooklyn thing, I think.
You know? Yeah, I knew that. That's so funny.
From the way I was.
No,
right. Oh, we had some. Yeah, there was some. Some philosophical jokes here that Nancy Joe brought in.
Philosophical. He's
yeah.
A good guy.
Shall I read one? It looks interesting.
Sure.
Plato and a platypus walk into a bar. Wow. That's pretty cool.
What happened?
It doesn't say.
Well,
oh, no. That's the joke.
Make up your own punchline. No, there's that traveling
it's
sales.
The old school coming in.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
It's the young daughter coming in.
Let's see. Oh, on today's date, the history of philosophy, on this date in 1754, Immanuel Kant, all you Monty Pythoners, I want you singing, has a direct encounter with the German speakers, I need some help here, Ding an sich.
Uh-oh,
he
yeah.
says...
We'll work
he
on that one.
Can't talk about it.
But yeah. My parents always said, never say can't.
Oh.
Say can't. I can't.
Very good.
And they were always right.
Of course.
Well, read the traveling salesman.
Oh, yeah. There was one more. Another meta joke. A traveling salesman was driving in the country when his car broke down. He hiked several miles to a farmhouse and asked the farmer if there was a place he could stay overnight. Sure, said the farmer. My wife died several years ago and my two daughters are 21 and 23, but they're off to college and I'm all by myself, so I have lots of room to put you up. Hearing this, the salesman turned around and started walking back towards the highway. The farmer called after him. Didn't you hear what I said? I have lots of room. I heard you, said the salesman, but I think I'm in the wrong joke.
Oh, right. Yeah.
I love that one.
That's good.
That's my personal favorite.
Yeah.
Well, you know, there's someone that just walked in here in her high heel.
Oh, put her on. Put her on. Make her get on the mic.
And that's all she has on, by the way, is the high heel.
That's what we wanted.
Very popular around this town here.
Jennifer Neely from West County Health Centers.
Oh.
I guess she wants to do a plug. Can you do it in 30 seconds or less?
Yes.
Good.
Hi, yes, Jennifer.
Hi.
Welcome to Cows.
Ooh, thank you for having me.
Hold on.
Yes.
There we go. You are now fully welcomed.
Yes. Well, I hope everybody in Occidental got our postcard that we just mailed out this holiday season. Give the gift of good health. You can make an online donation at www.wchealth.org and give the perfect gift in a loved one's name to West County Health Centers, and you can give the gift of health care to your community. So,
I got that.
And of course, one of our sites is the Occidental Area Health Center, very much loved in the community.
Yes.
And so go to our website and make a secure donation for those on the top of your gift list.
Oh, wonderful. Thank you so much. Do a wonderful job. I mean, it's with all the budget cuts and things. I mean, it's amazing how anything can keep going.
Yeah, it's been a tough year for us, but it's been a really tough year for our patients.
Mm.
More and more people are losing their jobs and losing their health insurance, and they need our services more than ever. So we have a huge increase in demand.
Wow.
And we want to be there for people because preventative care is really important.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, my mother went there. She was visiting, and she didn't feel well. We sent her right over. Boom, she got treated, and her blood pressure was over 200.
Oh, wow.
So it was a little scary for a while.
Yeah. We're there for a lot of people, and people need us. So we really appreciate everything that this community has given us, and the Occidental area has been very, very generous to us over the years, and, you know. We're very happy about that.
Oh, fabulous. Thank you so much, Jennifer, for coming
Jennifer
in.
Neely from West County Health Centers, a fabulous young woman. I must say, I know her personally.
Oh.
And thanks for coming in, Jennifer. You're welcome.
I can't believe this. Because I know both of you, and I never knew Jennifer was your daughter.
Yes.
Wow.
She is spawn of the devil.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, wow.
Yes.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, all is revealed. Well, Miss Annie is in the house.
Miss Annie is here.
So we've got some great soul and R&B coming right up. Ooh. We've been having a good time here. And, it already is 9. And my goodness. It went in no time whatsoever. So I've been let everyone know what you're going to be playing. So they should be primed and ready, Miss Annie. So let me stick on my outro and we will get out the way.
Sounds good. Thanks for having me.
Okay. Oh, yes. Thank you very much, Nancy Jo, for coming from KGGV.
Lots of fun.
All right.